We are very happy that we are also exchanging our views with Indian battalions who are here together with civil affairs. We who are in Burma State, we were not knowing that Indian people and UN also will reach our area. But today we are happy. UNMISS maintain to reach our territory, in which we need them to protect our civilians and go on with this issue of peace.
What has the UN mission in South Sudan contributed to the development or peace and stability in Burma State?
Well, without peace, there is no any development. We are asking the UNMISS in their mandate to continue on seeing how peace will be achieved in South Sudan so that the development will come. We need their contribution to be a peace, not anything, so that the rest of investors will come in and development will go on.
What are the things that you see that need to be improved in terms of development in Pibor and in Burma State?
Well, we are actually putting the peace as a priority. If we prioritize peace, which means everything will come to the state. Since our governor was appointed by His Excellency the President, he tried to actually maintain a peace. He made a peace with the Lawal people who were actually differed with their own views. He also maintained to bring Lango and Kurene Nation of Manyirany to the peaceful situation. He also managed to reconcile the four tribes who are in Burma State. And we are also seeing forward to do our peace with our neighbors, either on the side of eastern or western part of our state, especially Bor, Kapoita, and Akobo, including Fanjax, and we are doing this.
Some of the things that are creating tensions or conflict between the communities of Greater Jonglei are cattle rustling, child abduction. How do you want these things to be addressed in the next peace conference between the two states?
We used of Burma State together with the use of Jonglei, we need to sit and iron out our differences. We need to get what was the cause root of child adoption and cattle rustling within these two states, because we are still calling ourselves Greater Jonglei. Yes. Since our president has created more state, including Burma State, this creation is not actually the division of our people. We need peace. We need peace. We use politicians. We need to have the lasting peace in this Greater Jonglei, the five state which was actually created within Jonglei. We need the peace.
There has been floods in Pibor, and what are the impact of such water that have flooded all over the town?
We are requesting, or we are calling the humanitarian NGOs to intervene. We have very big floods which took the houses and the farms of those who are trying to cultivate. Now people are suffering. We are facing malaria. Typhoid is there. And where people are residing is not okay. We are calling humanitarians and yours to intervene in so that our people will be risky in this situation.
Your message to the people of Burma, the people of Pibor Town, and the people of Greater Jonglei State?
We need to have peace. We have to actually work hard so that what our president did can actually be seen worldwide. Now, without peace, there is nothing our president can do but to support him. And we are also calling our brother, Riek Machar, to come in so that our people will get stability.